The former Dixon comptroller is now serving a federal prison sentence for embezzling nearly $53 million from the city. Last week, marshals sold Crundwell's final three assets, including two vehicles and a trailer. In all, it took about a year to sell off all of Crundwell's personal belongings. That included hundreds of horses, five pieces of real estate, and high-end jewelry. According to estimates from the U.S. Marshals Service, the city of Dixon will only recover about $10 million taken from the city's coffers over the last two decades. Even though Crundwell's belongings have been sold, Jason Wadilla with the U.S. Marshals Service says it's not case closed.
We believe we've identified most of the assets, but if we determine that there are assets out there that we have not been made aware of, we will continue to pursue those. And so this case essentially will never be closed.
Wadilla says the first part of the process was not exactly smooth sailing because of the livestock involved. It cost more than $1 million just to care for the horses before they were sold. I'm Jenna Dooley.